Okay. And well, I wanted to review a little bit about where we left off last time, which was that you had decided finally to separate from your first husband, and you'd been living out in the desert. And then you
But we really separated after the war started.
Oh, you mean legally or
Well, he went up to Vallejo, California, and I came down to Los Angeles, but the divorce didn't start until later. We did separate then.
Okay, what year did you come to Los Angeles?
I came about, let's see, April. About April 12th, because I started to work at North American on the 19th of April in 42.
Yeah, those days.
Oh, I'll never forget when I started North American, no.
What had made you decide to come to Los Angeles?
Well, I needed a job because I was going to be very independent. I was gonna, wasn't going to ask for any alimony or anything. I was just going to take care of myself, you know. And there was no jobs in Mojave, in the desert. So I had to come down here, and the war had started, and I was real patriotic, and I wanted to, help. So I came down and had an interview and went to work at North American.
Did you know anyone in Los Angeles at the
I
time?
had a friend, and I had a room at her house in L.A., Los Angeles.
Where was that?
The neighborhood? It was at Layton and Santa Barbara. It was a nice neighborhood.
And when did your daughter also come with you then?
No. See, we had a house. We had our own home in Mojave. And I had a sister living up there, and she had one child, and she moved into the house and took care of my daughter until I could have her down here.
So your sister was living in Mojave also.
Yes.
And she had also had a child.
Yes. She had one daughter.
And she moved into the house you owned at the time.
Yes. And paid the rent, the payments on it, until the divorce came up, and then, of course, we sold it.
So, but you came then in April of 42 to Los Angeles. And what made, how had you heard about the job at North America?
You know, I can't remember that. It must have been advertised that they wanted, I'm sure it was, advertised that they needed help. And women, everyone was going to work at that time. You know, we were real patriotic in those days, more so than they are today. Of course, we were in a real war. We were being attacked, Pearl Harbor and all. And I think the people came together better than their than they did. Of course, Vietnam was such a mess, but I mean, it was a real tragedy. So everybody got real patriotic and got in there and worked. Grandmothers, mothers, grandmothers, daughters, everybody.
So that was part of what made you look at.
Well, I knew I could probably find a job, and I wanted to work. And I didn't make very much. I started at 65 cents an hour. Imagine.
Well, to backtrack just a little, when you first came to Los Angeles, were you doing anything special to look for a job? Did you just look in newspapers or?
I think I saw this advertised in the paper before I came down from the desert. So,
Oh, so you'd been thinking about coming here and finding
yes.
a job anyway. And when did you when you decided to get the job, which was something you needed to do to support yourself, did you get any reaction from, say, your sister or other people
Oh,
in your
no.
family?
No. None at all. And then I had friends to live with, so that made it nice for me. Because I had to ride a streetcar to work. Streetcar and a bus.
Did you, when you, did you just take a streetcar down that first time to apply, or?
No, I think my husband brought me down. Yes, he brought me down.
So you were still somewhat in contact with him?
Yes.
When
And then he went back and he left, went up north.
Did he say anything to you about working or?
No, he didn't want me to to leave. But I had had it by then. You know, with another girlfriend, it wasn't very nice. So.
Yeah, you've talked about that last time, but it's been quite a long process.
As a matter of fact, when he left me, he went over to the hospital to see her. She was in there having another baby.
So this was during, in the same period?
Yeah. So I was happy to get the job. I was real pleased to be able to work because I knew I had to support myself. I was going to be so independent, you know.
Yeah. Where did you go to apply for the job?
You know, that's vague. I can't remember. I don't think I went right to the plant. I think I went someplace downtown. I'm sure I did. But where, I really don't know. I can't remember now.
Yeah, I know that they had different places. Some people they hired at the plant, but they also had other offices. So you think it was not at the plant itself and probably other offices?
No, I imagine it was probably at the same place they took pictures of me later and had down at the training center in L.A. someplace, but I don't remember where it was.
Now, when you went in for the application, do you remember who you talked to, or were there? I mean, not maybe by name, but was it someone from North America?
Yeah, they had their own office for hiring. I'm sure it was. And of course, you were given ear tests, eye tests, everything, equilibrium, everything. Very good examination you had.
So they gave you like a physical exam?
Yes. Not a thorough one, of course, but they wanted to be sure you could hear and
and keep your balance.
And your eyes, and they made you close your eyes and stand to see if you did any weaving.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was pretty good. And of course, they asked you questions. You had a form to fill out that had to list anything you had during your lifetime, any diseases or problems or operations or anything.
Did you have to, did they ask you any questions like if you had done anything mechanical or?
I imagine they did. I don't remember. Because I was going to work right out in the factory.
That you knew that from the beginning?
Yeah, I knew I was going to be a, right out in the,
Did,
I wasn't going in for an office job. No. No, I didn't want that.
Did they test your mechanical aptitude at all? Or?
That I don't remember. I think if they had, I would have remembered it, but I don't think they did.
Were there other people there applying at the same time?
Oh, yes.
Women also?
Many women.
Did they seem older or younger? Or?
All ages. Just all ages.
Were there any minority women applying?
Oh, yes. Lots of black women. Mostly, that's all I can remember, because in our department later on, we had about eight. Later, I became a lead girl, and they were working under me.
So when you first went there, did they give you any information about, I mean, what did they tell you about the job? Did they give you any ideas what you were in for?
You know, it's so vague now, I can't remember. The only thing I know for sure is that I was going to be right in the plant, working on the line, doing something.
Did they talk to you about pay or anything?
Oh, yes. They told me it would be 60 cents to start, and an automatic raise in 3 months of 5 cents.
At the time, did that seem like low pay to you? Or?
Well, it seemed like just barely enough. It wasn't a lot. But we were working 10 hours a day. And that was... You had to be healthy to work 10 hours a day.
Yeah. Did they tell you that they were going to be long hours like that?
Oh, yes. We knew it would be. Yeah, they had to get those planes out. You know, that was just the start of the war, and we didn't have the plane supply that we needed. We had to get them out.
Yeah. So they interviewed you in this one day, and then how long was it after that before they asked you to report in?
I think it was just a day or two.
So it was...
Very quick.
You didn't
have to wait. No, there was no wait. No. Right in.
Did they tell you specifically where you'd be working in the plant?
Not the department. No, not really. Not until I got there. And then they just took me in and showed me what to do.
Did they train you at a school or?
No. No. Right there. Uh-huh. No, I had no training before I went in there.
Uh-huh. So you went directly into the plant. There's no...
No, just straight in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I did a very simple job at first. It was buffing the ends of tubing.
Uh-huh.
And we did it by hand. Later on, they had machines that did it. You just put the tube in and the machine buffed it.
Uh-huh.
But we did it by hand at that time.
Uh-huh.
It was very, anybody could have done it. A moron could have done it.
Uh-huh.
Sitting there just buffing the tubing.
Did you have to get anything? Say, after you'd been interviewed and you went back to the place where you were living with this friend, what kinds of things did you have to do in those 2 days to get ready to go to work there? Did you have to get clothing or...
Well, we had to wear a type of uniform.
Mm.
Everybody wore trousers, pants. And they had, I don't know where I got it, but I have a picture around here someplace of my first week there,
mm-hmm.
with the uniform on.
Oh.
Of course, you had to wear something on your hair.
Uh-huh.
A hat or a net.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I wore nicer outfits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, always wore, called them slack suits,
mm-hmm.
then.
Had you ever worn slacks before yet?
Not really, no.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah, I think...
Found out it was very comfortable.
Yeah, you liked it?
Yes. Been wearing them ever since. Yeah.
Did you have to buy tools, or...?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't have to buy any tools at all.
Mm-hmm.
They had tool cribs where you...
Check out what you needed.
Checked out what you needed if you needed anything.
Mm-hmm.
But when I first started, for the first 3 weeks, I was in this tube bending department, and there wasn't anything that I needed. The end of 3 weeks, I went into another department, and I had tool checks, and I did have to check out a few tools.
Mm-hmm. How far was North America then from where you were living?
Oh, it took about, let's see, it took at least a half an hour, maybe a little longer to get there.
Mm-hmm.
We took the streetcar on Santa Barbara,
mm-hmm.
and went as far as Imperial Highway on the streetcar, and then we transferred to a bus that went out Imperial to North American.
Mm-hmm.
Aviation and Imperial, I think, was the
mm-hmm.
intersection there.
So how long did it take you to get from where you were roughly about? Remember how much earlier you had to leave before work to get there?
Mm-hmm. Well, at least about 40 minutes, I would say.
Yeah. So
by the time you got off the bus and got through the gate and got up to your department, you know,
mm-hmm.
clocked in, yeah.
Yeah. So, you go to work on the day shift or which shift?
Day.
Day?
Day shift,
uh-huh.
yeah.
What time did
Let's
that
see,
start?
Was it 7? 7 o'clock, I think we had to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I know later on when I got a ride from here,
mm-hmm.
it was dark when I stood on the corner waiting for the...
Mm-hmm. So it was early in the morning.
Yeah, wouldn't want to do that today.
I
wasn't frightened then, but it would be today.
What were your expectations that first day, getting ready to go and
Very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I had the impression that women were tough that worked in factories.
Uh-huh.
And I was scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hoping nobody would hit me. Silly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it didn't seem like nice people worked in factories.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I got that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was nervous about going, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you thought that the people you'd be around would be...
tough, and
uh-huh.
I'd be frightened, because I'd been so sheltered.
Uh-huh. Huh.
But it wasn't like that at all.
Uh-huh. Did you have any thoughts about what it would be like to be doing the work itself, or what the work would be like?
No. I had no idea before I went in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a monotonous job. I didn't really like it, but it was a job.
So you're, let's take that first day. You're on the streetcar.
Nervous, going to work, and checking in. You get your badge, and someone takes you up to your department, introduces you to the supervision, sets you down to this little table where you're going to sit for all these hours. And I don't know, I was pleased. I was pleased to have a job.
Did, when, okay, so you went in here and you were nervous. Who did you get introduced to, say, up in the department? This is in Tube Bending.
Yes.
Who was it that you... It was first talked to. Did they give introduce you to a supervisor or a foreman?
Yes, foreman. Someone goes to the front office and picks you up and takes you to the department and introduces you to the supervision. And then they show you where you're going to work and what you have to do.
Was that a man that you were introduced to?
Yes.
And did he personally show you how to do things?
Yes. I was glad I didn't have to stay in that department.
When that first day, when you were first given the, what kinds of things did you have to work with? Any tools and machinery? Or?
Well, it was a machine that had like sandpaper on it that would trim. See, when the tube bent, when the tubes are cut, they're rough and not smoothed off at the end, so they have to be smoothed off. So this is a wheel that goes around, and you'd hold the tube up to it to try to smooth it off.
To take all that roughness before it gets cut.
Or any places that weren't even.
Did it take long to learn how to do
that? No. 10 minutes. Like I say, a moron could have done it.
Did you feel that way at the time, or were you nervous about it? Or?
Well, I was so excited about a job that I didn't really care. I didn't pay much attention to it. But when I got a chance to go into another department, I was delighted.
So, did you feel, did you have this idea that this would be one thing you'd start looking at and then you'd be changed to something else?
Oh, yes, I was hoping that I would be. Because it was boring. But you didn't think much of that about that because you were so busy being so patriotic and doing something for your country that you were just glad to be doing anything to help the war effort.
Now you, when you're in this plant, where, say, what was the physical layout of the area you were in, say, for this first job of the,
well, you know, the plant's since been torn down. It doesn't seem possible. It was such a huge place. And we were upstairs. Not near any planes, of course, because, you know, it was just this little section where you did all the buffing of the tubes. So I didn't, you know, I didn't pay much attention to the surroundings. But it was exciting. In spite of being nervous, it was exciting. Here I was, being a war worker.
Now, you were inside a large building then?
Very large, enormous.
Was it a single story or two story?
Two story. And we were upstairs. I think it was about 35 cement stairs to go upstairs.
And in the area you were working, was it open or in a room?
It was open. It seemed like most of the plant was open. You know, it was one department after another, but there was no partitions, usually.
Was it noisy?
Oh, very. Rivet guns going like crazy. Oh, yes, it was noisy. Very noisy.
Was that, when you first walked into it, had you ever been in a building like that?
No.
Anything like that?
Never been in a factory of any kind in my life, no.
How did you feel once you were in there?
Sort of odd. The size of it, what was going on.
Did it seem really active or?
Very. Very, very active, very busy.
So it wasn't as if people were just sort of milling around?
No, it was busy. Very busy.
Was there, what was the lighting like in the area you were in?
It was good. Had fluorescent lights. Mm-hmm. Very good lighting. So it didn't hurt your eyes.
Now, for two bending, you sat when you first
yes.
were
mm-hmm.
At a table?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And would, was there, did someone bring the parts to you to do, or did you have to?
No, they were brought to us.
Uh-huh. And then you just sat there and when you finished
and buffed.
Them, uh-huh.
Just sat there and buffed all day.
Did you put them somewhere else after you finished? Or
yes, no? I think we put them in containers, and then they brought in another load.
Mm-hmm. And they
yeah.
come by and pick up the ones
yes,
you just
uh-huh.
finished? Uh-huh. What was the, was it hot up there in the upper floor?
Well, I don't remember that it was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Being open, it made it easier to get air, mm-hmm. you know, if it had been in a closed section.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have been so nice, but the plant, most of the plant was open.
Mm-hmm.
The paint department was closed because the paint, you know, they wore something over their face in the paint department. You know, mm-hmm. they were doing a lot of spraying. Even walking by it, by the door, you could smell the heavy paint fumes, and that was sort of separate. But most of it was out on the lines, was all open.
Uh-huh. So there was the ventilation?
Ventilation was good.
Uh-huh.
There was no problem.
Okay. It was a pretty good idea. It was like, so you first got up to this first job, and the foreman demonstrated everything to you. And did you just have that one task to do?
That's all.
Uh-huh.
Yes, just the one.
Uh-huh. Did were there many other women out in the plant at this time?
Oh yes, we're starting to get a good many mm-hmm. at that time. Yeah, they were coming in every day.
Mm-hmm.
They'd bring in new ones.
In your area, the area where you were,
mm-hmm.
Were there many women?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It was an easy job for a woman,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
naturally. They'd put men on harder things.
Mm-hmm. How did the men seem to feel about you being there?
They didn't resent us.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think they enjoyed us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem there.
So when you walked in, after say you didn't feel as though the men were...
No. Resenting? No.
Or mm-hmm. even noticing or anything?
No.
What were the, now you would have these expectations of the people that you would work with being tough. What were they like?
They were just ordinary people like myself. Just
mm-hmm.
some of them had been there before the war started,
mm-hmm.
but not a great many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, they brought them in by the hundreds.
Mm-hmm. How long did you work in tube bending?
Only 3 weeks.
So you were really in that area not too long. Did you get to know the people you were working with?
Not really.
Uh-huh.
No, wasn't there long enough.
Uh-huh.
One girl started with me, and then the two of us were transferred.
Oh, uh-huh. So what did you do after you were transferred from tube bending?
Then they put me in the empennage department, which is the tail section of the plane.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was the bomber
mm-hmm.
picture that you
uh-huh.
saw.
Right. Now, those were the Mitchell bombers then?
Yeah, the, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They put me in that department, and we were putting, do you want me to tell you what I did?
Sure.
We put the de-icer boot on the vertical and the horizontal stabilizers
mm-hmm.
of the bomber.
Mm-hmm.
The men had been doing that,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't quite as neat as women are. So we were doing a better job.
Uh-huh. So there were...
And that was... They just showed us what to do, and we did it, and it was quite a few little operations.
Uh-huh.
Not hard, but several.
What did you do? Can you describe it to me? Like seven?
Well, they'd bring in the stabilizers, the horizontal ones,
mm-hmm.
and we had to get a template to put on there
mm-hmm.
that was like a pattern, and fasten it on, and then we took a drill and drilled holes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that was taken off, we got a notcher, and we'd notch the holes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd get the boot made of rubber,
mm-hmm.
and we'd powder it, and then we'd place it on this horizontal stabilizer and use pins to hold it in,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd take out each pin and put a screw in to hold it.
Mm-hmm.
No, first we had to put the little thing in to hold the screw. Yeah, that had to go in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the screw. And then we'd turn it over and do the other side. It had to be real smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of the icer boot, the plane was going to the countries where ice would form.
Mm-hmm.
And from the cockpit, they could press a button or something, and it would make it expand, and the ice would break and fall off.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was rubber.
Yeah.
And we got real good at it, and this girl that came with me from the tube bending department, she and I got real good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could just put them on so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided they were bringing in more girls to do this because the bombers were really going out fast. And they needed a lead girl, so they made me the lead girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about August. I went in April, and this was about August.
So that wasn't too long before they...
No.
Now, when they offered you that promotion, were other women in the area lead women, or...
No. Oh, well, not in our department. There wasn't any yet.
Uh-huh.
And it was between this other girl and myself, and I don't know why they picked me.
Uh-huh.
But I was pleased that they did.
Uh-huh.
And then at that time, by that time, there was 18 girls working in there, and 8 of them were Negro girls.
Mm-hmm. Had you ever been around... women, black women before?
Or? Not really, not to work with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. And you were supervisor over 18 people?
About 18 girls.
Mm-hmm. They were all women?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We were the only ones that were putting on the boots, yes.
Uh-huh. So, in your department, was it almost all women, or?
No, there were men, too, because in the same department, they attached the horizontal and vertical stabilizers
mm-hmm.
to the plane,
mm-hmm.
to the tail section.
Mm-hmm.
And the ailerons and the rudders and all that all went on
mm-hmm.
right there
yeah.
in the department. The men did all that.
Uh-huh.
After we finished putting the boots on them, on the stabilizers, then the men put them on the tail section of the plane.
Uh-huh.
So there was men, too.
Were the men riveting and things then? Or?
Oh, yes, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And for your work, were the women doing any riveting in that?
No.
For that work?
No.
They were just putting parts together and
yes.
fitting them on?
There's two girls that were punching the holes in the boots.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, they took, well, I guess it was quite a while after it started, they took the girls off because two of the girls got in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And one hit the other one with one of these boot punchers, and so they were dismissed immediately.
Mm-hmm.
However, they got back in later.
Mm-hmm.
But then they decided it was too hard for the women to... so men did the punching.
Uh-huh. So after they were tried to hit each other with the punchers, they decided that...
Yeah. Yeah, and I had to go to... of course, the union was in on that, and I had to go to the... trial or whatever it was
mm-hmm.
and tell what happened because
mm-hmm.
I was the lead girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was terrible. Those lawyers, they put words in your mouth, you know.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't fun. I didn't enjoy that part of it at all.
Uh-huh. Well, this brings up a lot of, I have a lot of questions to ask you about the thing of being a lead. When they put you onto this job, did they offer you a raise in pay?
Yes, I don't know what it was, but I know I got a raise sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been